listening to Behind the Bench with Todd Flood. If it's a question of law and it's in the news, you'll learn about it on Behind the Bench. Once again, here's Todd.
Welcome back to Behind the Bench. And I must tell you, we have a special guest with us, Judge Teddy Metri. I've known Judge Metri now for quite some time, I think well over 20-plus years. And obviously, one of the great lawyers, Todd Perkins. And the new paralegal at Flood Law, Kyra Newman. Judge, welcome to Behind the Bench. Thanks for coming on.
Hey, Todd, thank you for having me. Nice to speak to you, Todd. And Kyra, congratulations on your graduation.
Thank you so much.
So, Judge, hey. We were just talking, Todd and I and Kyra, about, you don't know about this yet, we're bringing a lawsuit coming up soon against the state and the Department of Corrections. They're strip searching the women at the Huron Valley Correctional Facility, which is not uncommon, but now they've changed it to the strip searching. They're doing videotaping of the strip searching, and it goes into the cloud, which obviously is beyond comprehension to us. But regardless, Todd and I were just going back and forth about how crazy that is after, you know, you think about the population of the female prisons and what they have to go through and what they have been through. Apparently 90% of them have already been through some traumatic experience of either being raped or having domestic violence. I don't know. This world for which we live in, sometimes you can't make it up, but it is remarkable. I'm sure you probably haven't heard about it or thought about that or even having that concept come across your radar, but could you imagine that?
No, and I'm quite surprised to hear that, especially after what had happened in the prior lawsuits that have been brought against the women's prison and how they've been treated in the past. So it is quite surprising.
Yeah, it is. So, Judge, tell us a little bit. You know, one thing we were talking and a prior guest, Tracy Cooley, the executive director of the Detroit Bar. And Todd Perkins and I have talked about this on many shows, that how important it is for people to know our judges, how important it is for people that, you know, have some concept of who's sitting where and the functions of what a judge does. Tell us, you know, we have a huge listening audience, and we'd love to, you know, just tell the listeners a little bit about you and where you sit.
Sure. Thanks, Todd. I am four municipal judges in the Grosse Pointe municipal judges. We are the only part-time judges in the entire state. So there's four of us, and there's probably 451 other judges in the state that are full-time. So I do have my court in Grosse Pointe. I sometimes will sit. You'll see me. I know Mr. Perkins sees me a little more often, or his office does, as a visiting judge out in Macomb County in the district courts there. But our municipal courts are just like the district courts. We're just not as busy. We have a little bit less of a threshold for our civil cases. But it is important to know your judges, but it's equally or more important to know the clerks and those who get you checked in and handle some paperwork.
We always call those the kings and queens, the people, those the clerks, right, Todd?
The gatekeepers.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, obviously my man Perkins, Todd Perkins, is running for mayor, so you're probably not seeing him as much, but you probably see his office, I would imagine. He's got a slew of lawyers that are coming out there. But you handle everything. You handle from the misdemeanors to the felonies and the bindover decisions. You handle it all. There's not just because it's part time. You still see your fair share of, you know, cases that come through, I would imagine.
Yeah, absolutely. We handle the traffic tickets, the ordinance violations, the landlord tenants. I've had cases that started in my court and it all ended up in the Michigan Supreme Court. So it happened to be a mortgage foreclosure that runs through landlord-tenant when they go to remove someone from the house. So we've seen our lot, and we may not be busy, but we've seen capital crimes to the small, very minor ordinance violations.
I can only imagine. So that being said, the part-time, that gives you also the opportunity to practice?
Yes, I still practice law. I have to. That's how I earn my living, I tell my family. They think, my young girls think it's cool having a judge as a dad, but The part-time judge, you don't earn enough to put him through the University of Michigan. So no, I still practice. I still practice law.
Time flies, Judge. I remember when they were just on the tricycles.
Yeah. Todd and I had children in elementary school together for a few years, and it's shocking how old they are now, right, Todd?
Yeah, absolutely. Good to see them. Good to see them doing well.
Thank you. And yeah, Todd, we haven't talked, but great storyline for you, and I wish you luck.
Yeah, sometimes what they say, it's better to be lucky than good, but I hope I can be both. But it is a challenge. It is but it's the same thing you do as far as you do what you do and give passion to that bench as a means of service. You're not doing it for monetary value. That's why you still have a prolific practice. You give and you study the people when you're there, and you look people over, and you treat people like people deserve to be treated. You have always done that, and it's a great thing that your parents have given you.
Yeah, I appreciate you saying that. I try, and sometimes it's hard to, and sometimes the people don't want it. But there are success stories, and it's great. And I had a young high school kid who's been having struggles. He's been in and out of my court for about 16 months. And he's out of high school now, but a defense attorney on another case came up after and, said he was really happy to see how that happened and told me I was making a difference. So to hear that from someone like you or another defense attorney is nice to have. It does make a difference.
That's awesome. I was going to ask you, you change trajectories of humans' lives, right? And I would imagine you have some kids that you've taken under your wing or monitored in probation or whatever the case may be, that has to be probably one of the more rewarding things you do as sitting as a judge.
Absolutely, and it is. The success stories are phenomenal, and unfortunately the tragedies can be outweighed, but the success stories are great, and I've had people come back to me and thank me. I've had people tell me it was a difference maker, parents and the young people who were young at one time. So it is great to take someone under your wing and watch them succeed.
That's awesome. Your practice, what are you primarily hitting in your practice?
I've been doing a lot more small business as of late. But with that comes a lot of other things. You incorporate somebody and help them obtain a lease or buy another business, and next thing you know, you're representing their assistant in a divorce or their employee who got in a little bit of trouble after a Lions game or something. So it spreads out. I do some criminal, some probate law, and some divorce and small business.
I got it. So, one of the Lions, I mean, obviously, that this year had to be a prolific year. We've had a lot of great success with the Lions. I'm sure there's been a few celebrations. But, yeah. Well, I've known you for ever since, and your father, for so many years. And I can tell you and everyone listening, wonderful judge, great to have on the bench, and on top of it, a great heart and a great human being all the way around. So love having you, Judge, on the show. First time, yeah. And I hope many more times to come. Brother Todd, I love you, my man. You be well.
You too, man. You guys stay safe and stay prosperous.
You got it.
Todd, thank you for having me. I appreciate the kind words. And I will tell you, Mr. Perkins and then subsequently his brother, Sean, who is now a judge, appeared in front of me many times, and they were always excellent advocates and representatives of the bench. So, and as you, Mr. Flood, have also appeared in front of me and did a great job on a couple matters I've had you. So you guys are doing great, and appreciate you both.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you so much. Nice talking to you.
We'll be back next month with Behind the Bench. And Kyra, we're going to make you a new fixture in the addition to Behind the Bench. Brother Todd, love you, my man. You be well.
Love you. All right, I'll see you soon.
All right. Thank you. And we'll be back next month with Behind the Bench.